Argentina will face off in the World Cup final on Sunday. Kickoff at MetLife Stadium in northern New Jersey is set for 3 p.m. Eastern Time. This is NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. With just weeks to go before the August 4th elections, the Democratic primary for the Wichita area is down to two candidates. KWCH reports that Ryan Gilbert suspended his campaign this week, citing a health emergency in his family. Gilbert endorsed Katie Tindall in the race, who faces Chris Carmichael for the Democratic nomination in Kansas's 4th congressional district. Meanwhile, incumbent Ron Estes faces challenger Frank McCollum for the Republican nomination. Election day is August 4th. Rural Kansas is filled with historic but underused buildings. The Office of Rural Prosperity created the Downtown Revive and Thrive program to bolster economic opportunities for communities. They recently awarded $750,000 to 9 towns. That includes the town of Cimarron that won almost $100,000 to revive a classic soda shop and pharmacy. It will become a space where entrepreneurs can launch their businesses in town. Tony Coast is leading the project. He says reviving this century-old building will hopefully give young people in the area a place to work and create.
There's just tons of interest around entrepreneurship, and of course this is like the perfect entrepreneurship space because it was forever a shop.
Other towns in Kansas are using the grants for art studios and shared kitchen spaces to build community. In sports, the Kansas City Royals defeated the Padres last night 7-6 in extra innings. They play again at 3:10 this afternoon.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include BritBox. From the world of Jane Austen and the other Bennet sister to the rolling Yorkshire hills and A Woman of Substance, BritBox is committed to helping viewers find their next escape. Streaming now at BritBox.com.
Mostly sunny skies today. We do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Highs today in the lower 90s. Light winds from the southwest. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the lower 70s. For tomorrow, sunny skies, highs in the lower 90s. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
And you're listening to it on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this beautiful Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, what did you have for breakfast this morning? If you lived in Ecuador, it was probably a huge green plantain. We'll hear about the benefits of Tigrillo for breakfast coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. August 4th is primary election day in Kansas, with each party choosing its candidates for governor and the U.S. Senate. It's a crowded field, but you can hear the candidates in their own words. We ask them to tell you why you should vote for them. You can hear their pitches now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Mostly sunny skies today, although we've got clouds in the Manhattan area and down in Chanute. We do have a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms developing today, mostly this afternoon. Highs today in the lower 90s. Light winds from the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's 81 in Lawrence, 79 in Manhattan, 80 degrees in Chanute. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Get a better view.
These are the sorts of applications that Raphael Zuffre, back at MIT, plans to enable by equipping the robot with a handful of onboard sensors. He and his team are continuing to refine and improve their aerial aquatic robots, honed by experimentation, but still inspired by the natural world.
You see that it has already been done in biology, right? So that gives you hope.
Ari Daniel, NPR News, Cambridge, Massachusetts.
This is NPR News.
I'm Tom Papa, and I'm filling in for Peter Sagal this week after he stood up, said, well, someone's got to open the Strait of Hormuz, and marched out the door. Join me and find out how he did on this week's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up in just 20 minutes right after Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting There's Just Something About Kansas City, featuring Frank Bohl in conversations with people shaping Kansas City, Sundays at 11:30 a.m.
We've got more Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. And then again, it's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's news quiz coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on both KPR 1 and KPR 2. We have a beautiful day in store, mostly sunny skies, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly this afternoon. Highs today in the lower 90s, light winds from the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows around 73 degrees, light winds from the southwest. For tomorrow, sunny skies with highs in the lower 90s. It's 82 degrees here in Lawrence, 82 in Atchison, 82 in Emporia, 81 and cloudy in Manhattan, 82 degrees in Topeka. You're listening to Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, screen printing and skateboard supply under one roof, located in North Lawrence at 608 North 2nd Street, with all the latest boards, safety gear, and more. Information at riverettks.com.
Support for NPR and from Schwab, where investors have a range of choices to pursue investing goals, from self-directed investing to full-service wealth management, all in one place. More at schwab.com. From DuckDuckGo, a private search engine and browser, DuckDuckGo believes AI should be optional and private. Now with Duck.ai, users can chat privately with AI. Learn more at Duck.ai. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Then stay with us for the Moth Radio Hour, coming up at 11 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at the Lead Center in Lawrence Tuesday, July 21st from 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassette tapes, and musical instruments. Details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
A beautiful day in store. All right, a little warm, but still a beautiful day. We do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs today in the lower 90s. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Topeka. The time is 10 o'clock.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Alzo Slade.
And I'm Tom Papa in for Peter Sagal. With Iran and climate change and inflation, who would have thought the scariest thing in 2026 would be lettuce? We'll ask what happens when the salad spinner is you. Plus, Vicki Peterson of the Bengals stops by to play our game. And Alzo Slade reveals what it's like when he and Peter Sagal check into the hotel at the same time.
He's determined to have the better bedroom.
We'll ask who really picks that battle on our quiz coming up right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Iran.
This process of asking questions, testing, and trying again, even when it's not easy. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly sunny skies today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Highs today near 91. Sunny for tomorrow, highs near 93 degrees. It's 82 in Lawrence, 82 in Topeka. This is KPR.
The following program was taped in front of an audience.
11 o'clock Sunday morning on KPR 1. 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon on KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader hosting a donation drive at the Lead Center in Lawrence Tuesday, July 21st from 4 to 7 p.m. accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassette tapes, and musical instruments. Details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. This afternoon on KPR, it's Classics by Request, the show where you pick the playlist. Join Destiny from 1 to 4 o'clock this afternoon to hear your requests. Requests for rainbows, ponies, and other animals. It's Classics by Request with Destiny from 1 to 4 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 1.
Support for NPR comes from NPR Center
Limerick Challenge Game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to join us on air. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Next time on Live at Green Lady Lounge, it's a tribute to Count Basie, featuring Alex Abramovitz and his swingin' KC Jazz Band. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Join me for Live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on Kansas Public Radio comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu. And from Spider Art Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at spiderartconstructors.com. You're listening to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. I don't know, and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Alzo Slade. Thanks also to Dulce Sloan, Alonzo Bowden, and Helen Hobb. And thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Tom Papa, filling in for Peter Sagal. And we'll see you next week. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. Coming up next here on KPR, it's the Moth Radio Hour.
I'm 13 years old and just said goodbye to my parents.
Old, gut-driven risk-taking that gave her the nerve to get up on the Moth stage at her first slam and win. In a moment, stories of helping hands during crisis when the Moth Radio Hour continues.
This show is supported by Progressive Insurance. From your car and home to boats and RVs, Progressive offers coverage options on a wide range of products. Learn more about coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. This afternoon on Kansas Public Radio, it's Classics by Request, the show where you pick the playlist. Join Destiny from 1 to 4 o'clock this afternoon to hear all of your requests. Requests for rainbows, ponies, and other animals. We'll hear music like Where the Rainbow Ends Suite, The Red Pony Suite, Carnival of the Animals, and much more. Classics by Request with Destiny from 1 to 4 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly sunny skies today. Still have a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. It's 86 in Lawrence.
This is the...
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
Later today on This American Life, when a beloved tree was mysteriously cut down in a national park in Britain, people across the country called it slaughter.
They said things like, R.I.P. beautiful tree, I wish I'd got to meet you.
But the suspect could not care less. My understanding, he said, was that it was just a tree. The very serious and entirely ridiculous criminal trial over a murdered tree later today.
Join us for This American Life coming up at noon today, just 18 minutes from now here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the lower 90s, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Sunny for tomorrow, highs again in the 90s. This is KPR.
You're listening to the Moth Radio
and Aldi Casa. Most stories are true as remembered and affirmed by the storytellers. Our theme music is by The Drift. Other music in this hour from Stellwagen Symphonette, Corey Wong, Victor Wooten, Paul Motian, Bill Frizzell and Joe Lovano, Wolf Peck, and Michael Hedges. We receive funding from the National Endowment for the Arts. The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX. For more about our podcast, for information on pitching us your own story, and everything else, go to our website, themoth.com.
www.npr.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, people on journeys they did not expect or want to go on. That's just ahead here on KPR. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from Kansas State University, where K-State Extension experts provide education and resources in all 105 counties to support farmers, families, and communities across Kansas. More information at k-state.edu. This week on 105 Live, it's another in our 105 Live concert series from KU's Dole Institute of Politics. This week, we'll hear a very special improvisation between former Kansas Poet Laureate Karen Miriam Goldberg and our very own Nick Carswell. Every week, Nick brings us music from across the state, all 105 counties of it, on 105 Live at 5 o'clock this evening on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly sunny skies. We do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs today in the lower 90s. Sunny for tomorrow with highs in the lower 90s. It's 86 in Lawrence, 87 in Topeka. The time is 12:01.
From WBEZ Chicago, it's This American Life. I'm David Kestenbaum, sitting in for Ira Glass.